The ocean's food web comprises much more than the dramatic clash of sharks devouring marine mammals and large fish. While many of us know that the ocean food web is complex, it's easy to focus on the apex predators, the ones at the top. But the view from the bottom up is an essential component in understanding the ocean and all of its inhabitants. Microscopic drifting organisms called plankton serve as the foundation upon which the ocean's entire food web is built. The very definition of these tiny drifters is formed from the Greek word planktos, meaning wanderer. And that's exactly what these tremendously important animals and plants do, touching all the creatures of the sea as they flow along its ever-changing currents. Plankton include both phytoplankton and zooplankton. Phytoplankton are tiny microscopic cells that include bacteria, plants, and algae found near the surface of the water where photosynthesis occurs. A single drop of water contains thousands or even millions of phytoplankton. Not all zooplankton are tiny. After all, jellies are a type of zooplankton. But most zooplankton are microscopic, including the tiny larvae of crabs, jellyfish, corals, and worms, as well as adult animals like tiny shrimps and krill. To understand the size of these small zooplankton, consider this analogy. To fill a coffee cup, it would take 250,000 copepods, small crustaceans that are the most common zooplankton in the ocean. A single gallon of water from the Chesapeake Bay can contain 500,000 zooplankton. Now, zooplankton eat phytoplankton and are themselves eaten by small fish, as well as a few large species like the whale shark and baleen whales. Small plankton eaters are in turn eaten by larger fish, and so on until you get to the apex predators, large squids, fish, marine mammals, and yes, even the voracious human species. All levels of the food chain are critical to ensuring a healthy balance in the ocean. But as we grapple with issues related to sea level rise and ocean acidification, scientists are studying what these changes will mean for the base of the web, the consequences of which will affect literally every marine species in the world. One very important ecosystem service that plankton provide, they produce as much as 70% of the world's oxygen as a byproduct of photosynthesis, an essential function that impacts the very air we breathe. Ocean scientist and explorer Sylvia Earle estimates that one family alone, Prochlorococcus, is perhaps the most abundant photosynthetic organism in the world and provides the oxygen for 1 in 5 breaths we take. This is even more incredible when one considers that all of this activity is happening in just the upper layer of the ocean, called the epipelagic zone, where sunlight can reach. Though this zone is just a drop in the overall makeup of the ocean, what plankton do there reverberates from the deepest parts of the ocean to the upper atmosphere. Plankton are not normally visible except when huge blooms show up as blue-green swirls of color when viewed from above. Scientists are able to monitor the distribution of phytoplankton from space by analyzing the reflected light from the water's surface. The Climate, Ocean, and Sea Ice Modeling Team at Los Alamos National Laboratory is at the forefront of the development of these computer simulations. This group is focused on understanding how global climate change may impact the world's phytoplankton population. Dr. Richard Kirby of England's Plymouth University collected plankton from the Atlantic and photographed them in a laboratory using a high-resolution microscope. To see these beautiful, otherworldly images, visit aqua.org/abluview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.